This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
This portion of the show, mind you, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. They're a great sponsor of the show.
All American Ford is an amazing sponsor of the show.
I ask all the people here at Public.
Oh, wait till you see. Do we have them?
Oh, my God.
Hold on. I want to show you. Where's the hats? Where's the hats? You have the hats?
Right over me.
Wait till you see.
I understand. I was in the middle of saying something. Forget it. You drive. Drive. Drive us. Drive us right off the road.
I can drive this part.
Thursday morning.
So I talked to John Selman. And I said to him, because he gave us those beautiful All-American Ford hats.
Yes.
And I said, what would be nice, because we're having this event, is if we had some DiPietro and Rothenberg All-American Ford hats.
Nice.
And he said, I'll see what I can do. I'm going to rush them.
Wow.
So we got DiPietro and Rothenberg All-American Ford hats.
Those are nice.
Those are gorgeous hats.
See, if I didn't bring up All-American Ford, you would have never remembered that that was the case. You know what we should do? We should throw some out. Like Taylor Swift. Let's just throw them right out into the audience.
Yeah, we need a t-shirt cannon.
That'd be nice.
I'm a Swiftie.
Well, no, you're not.
Nobody loves a t-shirt
cannon. I would like
cannon.
To see Schrager throw some.
That'd be nice.
He's got his stirrups on.
Sign your socks. Send them out to the people.
No. Throw.
Yeah.
He's throwing hats now. I thought t-shirts, but we need
t-shirts, hats. It doesn't really matter. Anyway, I was going to say, with all this mass amount of people in front of us, if you ever need a Ford,
yes.
Where you're going? You see?
Yeah, but that's no joke. So people understand, this wasn't like they did a sponsorship with us, so we started using All-American Ford.
No,
I used All-American Ford, and then I had such a great experience that now we become
And John
partners.
And I had a moment years
and
ago.
His brother sends me swords.
Game, which is
I got
not,
a samurai sword.
Which is not healthy.
I got a He-Man sword.
Which is not healthy.
Well, for anyone that tries to come at me, it's not healthy. Could you imagine me with a samurai sword, the damage?
No. No, I don't, and I don't want to think about
why?
Something because it's unsettling.
I'm sure Raymond dreams about it. He thinks he's a Ninja Turtle.
he would love to be a Ninja Turtle. Which one would he be, Leonardo?
Oh, no, yeah!
Raphael.
Because he's got an anger issue.
Oh.
With the katanas.
Well, you were a big Turtles guy, too.
I like Michelangelo. Hey, Raymond, do you want me to have Steve Selman send you some katanas?
Sure. I think Raphael used the size, though.
Is that what it is, its size?
Yeah, Leonardo had the katanas.
Look at the Winthrop nose. What are katanas?
I don't even know what's
swords.
Happening.
Oh, katanas and swords. That was Leonardo.
Got. Yes.
Yeah. See? I got it.
All right.
I'm fine.
Can we move on?
I do whenever you're ready.
All right. Let's go to get back to the Jets calls. And we have a giveaway coming your way.
Big time giveaway.
Yeah. I have the questions printed in very small font that I may or not be able to
and
read.
And this is why I said don't print it out. That's just the problem I was having. You can't read that.
I really can't. Ernie in Morristown. Good morning, Ern. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to vent a little bit about Mekhi Becton because I know a few weeks ago he made those comments saying, that the Jets forced him to play right tackle, blah, 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 crying. Nobody feels bad for you, you bozo. Oh. ABT plays any position that he's asked of, and you don't think it has something to do with Becton? The right tackles get paid a little bit less than the left tackles? I mean, it's totally ridiculous. This guy hasn't earned anything. He hasn't done anything. All he's done is gotten hurt and steal oxygen from people that need it. What do you
oh,
guys
dear.
Think?
Wow, this is a Friday episode.
Yeah,
this is
was like a roast with that.
My goodness.
I think that complaining about getting hurt because he was right tackle instead of left tackle was pathetic.
Or saying that I'm the left tackle.
Go only. You think they don't want? You think Joe Douglas doesn't want Mekhi Becton to be the starting left tackle?
This is his first pick.
I mean, he would do anything to have him be
right.
a successful left tackle.
I think anyway. I mean, listen. Here's the thing. Like, when you're in a locker room, you have plenty of guys with all kinds of different personalities, guys you like, guys you don't like. But at the end of the day, all you want is guys that help you win. And when Mekhi Becton is healthy on the field, he's going to help you win.
That's right.
So just, I mean, they didn't pick up your fifth-year option. You're looking for a new deal. Keep your head down. Keep your mouth shut. And go earn your job back.
He has done nothing outside of maybe his first six games when he was with the Jets where you were like, oh, my God, this guy's a steal of the draft, where he's given you any semblance
to believe that he's going to be good. But think about it. That's why you have him here still. Right, he was Joe Douglas' first pick, and I think you saw enough on tape initially that you're like, wow.
He gave you a first good one half of a season and has given you nothing since then.
Yeah, so far he's been, I mean.
He's been a bust.
No, not a bust.
Oh,
I hate that word.
Come on.
I hate that word.
I'm sorry.
It's been a bit of a disappointment.
It's been a tremendous disappointment. Can we say that at least?
Yeah. I think you can say that.
Where was he taken? 11?
11.
So when you take someone 11, you expect him
to be a big GM's first. Yeah, and it's your GM's first
you
pick.
You expect him to be a really good player.
Yes.
Where is Garrett Wilson taken?
Garrett Wilson was taken number 10.
Exactly. And how's he?
Well, how about Sauce?
Well, Sauce was taken 4.
Though. Right. Well, yeah, still. I mean, those top end premium picks.
And Breece Hall was way after 11. Like, if you don't hit on your first round picks, you're in big trouble.
Oh, especially when you're talking about a position that's that important. I mean, that's an important, especially when you're trying to, I mean, you got to think, too. You're trying to develop a quarterback.
Okay, right now. Most important position football, quarterback, right? We agree with that.
That's not even a question.
After quarterback, where does it go? Left tackle, the end. It's got to be one of those two.
It's got to be one of the protecting the quarterback. I would say if quarterback is the most important, I would say protecting him is probably second. Getting him is probably number three. I mean, you make the case for a shutdown corner, too.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Premium wide receiver now is up there.
Yep. You know what about the last thing on the list is?
Running back?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Which is unfortunate.
All right, here we go.
On the giveaway.
Call 1-800-919-3776 for your chance to qualify to win a 2023 Ford Bronco. The Bronco's here right now, isn't it?
It's gorgeous, yeah. It's right outside.
And you can win VIP access to the ESPN New York Beach Bash on June 30th, and it's all brought to you by All-American Ford Auto Group with huge locations throughout New Jersey in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Head to ESPNNewYork.com for promotion, rules, and information. So we'll give that away. And I have my list of questions in very small font right in front of me.
Yeah, people have been good, though. I mean, last time we did it, what, did 2 for 2?
2 for 2.
Yeah. Because that's the point of this thing, though. Like, we want the people.
You want people to win,
well, the
of
people
course.
That are here today, that got here at 4 o'clock in the morning, we want people like that to win the Bronco.
The diehards.
Yeah, the people that listen every single day. And I get DMs from Lonnie. These questions are too easy. I could answer. Like, Lonnie, I know. You can answer all these questions.
Then call Lonnie. Call and win.
Well, because he's afraid you won't pick up his call because you don't like Lonnie.
I just go right down the list here.
45 minutes you have him holding.
Let's be fair.
You notice what Lonnie did? Look at the hat that they made. You think it's a Twins hat, but it matches the shirt, TC the company.
Oh, that's nice.
That's special.
That's nice.
That's real nice.
The company, they really are something.
Yeah, I mean, look at this. We got a whole packet of T-shirts. This is my favorite. Have you seen it? Have you given it open them yet?
What is in there? I have my own package, too. There's numerous shirts.
It's us as the wrestling four horsemen.
I like that. Let me see.
Look at Santiago.
He looks gorgeous.
He looks
like a male model.
Looks like a male model.
If I had to rank based on appearance of those four pictures, I have to be honest.
Yeah,
with
but
you.
I look like the guy that you, I look like.
You look like Jesus.
Yeah.
That's who you look like.
I look like the dude.
You look like I look I like look, I look terrific.
I kind of look like a younger Mankind. I'm gonna go eat a turnbuckle or something.
And RJ looks. He looks.
The dude abides.
RJ looks like he doesn't skip head day. His head looks humongous.
Are there shirts for those guys at Citi Field?
Look, they got their names on them.
Yeah, that's nice.
We couldn't get a Granimals for RJ.
Don't be mean to RJ.
I'm joking.
All right, RJ, I'm sorry that you have to. Oh,
Shooter's
Shooter
enough.
From Stanford
up, buddy?
Has just walked in. Shooter is playing hooky. Everybody knows Shooter. I'd say this company, they are.
I'm not sure he's
people.
A real teacher, let's be honest. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
You got a bathroom? Right.
Let's go through the calls right here.
You did it again.
Choose. Oh, all right. Please.
DNR. Facts or fiction?
I've just given up all hope of you remembering to do this ever. So I'm just going to steamroll you every time now.
You should. There's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Four Horsemen shirt for you, Raymond.
Very nice.
It is amazing. I'm sorry I'm such a hack, by the
way. But you see what it is? Debbie.
Oh, Debbie Duhame is in there. All right. I'll tell you, the attention to detail
is amazing.
Second to none. I hope one of these two win. Let's start with Anthony right here in Publicans. Anthony.
Yes, Anthony, let's go.
How's it going, my man?
All right. Anthony, where are you calling from in Publicans? Can we see you? Searching around. No, he's somewhere.
Oh,
in
I
the
see
back.
Him. He's way in the back. He hit himself way in the back.
Well, he's smart because then it doesn't interfere with the speakers. Right. All right, Anthony, you ready for question one?
All right.
Rick has run 5 marathons in his life. Fact or fiction?
Fiction.
Yes, that's right. Working with you every day feels like
Thanks.
A marathon.
Thank you.
What about a neck cramp? Help me.
Question two.
Let's go 2 for 2.
Dave once had a day at his alma mater named in his honor. Dave had a day at his alma mater named in his honor. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
Yes! You're the winner, Anthony. Congratulations. That is just wonderful. So he gets to go to the Beach Bash as a VIP.
Yeah, Beach Bash is going to get a chance to win that fancy new Bronco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it going to pain you to give the Bronco away?
It's going to be tough. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm not even joking. The thing is, there's not a place I go where I don't get asked about it or someone stops and looks at it.
And then you, of course, have the Jeep Wave.
Well, it's the Bronco Wave now.
The Jeep Wave. Well, I don't know. I hear it's a Jeep Wave. It's not a Bronco Wave.
Well, but it wasn't a person in a Jeep that waved at me. It was a person in a Bronco that gave me, like, the, hey, nice Bronco.
So you guys think you're better than everyone else on the road.
I don't think that's the case.
That's
I think
exactly
it's just
what
like,
you think.
No, when I drive my motorcycle, it's not like I think I'm cooler than you because I have a motorcycle.
But you do.
Then I'm mounted on the...
You do. You think you're cool.
Then I'm on my, hog.
On your hog. High on your hog.
I'd love to get Raymond on the hog with me.
Excuse me?
The motorcycle, you animals.
Excuse me?
You animals. I got a nice little seat on it.
With the hogs? Did you get on the hog?
Would you go in the sidecar?
No, I think the sidecar is somehow worse.
No. That would be kind of worse, though.
Why?
Well, because if I swerved, then like, where's Raymond? Oh, he hit the tree.
He goes flying.
That's a wrap.
Do you wear a helmet in the sidecar?
Of course you do.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the state. There's certain states where you don't have to wear a helmet.
Is there a belt?
There's no seatbelt. Maybe. I know. I don't have a sidecar, though. I don't know if there's a seatbelt. You'd be behind me.
So you want him to grab onto your waist?
Yeah. No,
I'm not quite up on the sidecar rules and regulations, Dave. No.
Yeah, with this. Yeah, he could like wrap up behind me.
And kind of like scrunch his way in.
Yeah, two close men. Like friends just riding around.
Would you wear a helmet and have that hair mushed down, Raymond?
I'd have to. No choice.
I would take you to a state with no helmet so you could really.
You want me to die?
I would take you to Connecticut and I would just let you flow, like your hair flow with your beautiful eyebrows.
Wait, Connecticut's a no helmet state?
Yeah.
That's shocking.
Why is that shocking?
You would think that Connecticut would be.
You would think everywhere you'd have to wear a helmet.
No, that's definitely not the case.
I think the thought is probably if you're going to go down on the bike, I mean, what's the helmet going to do?
Save your life?
I don't think the helmet I wear is going to save anything.
Well, it depends on how you ride,
it's not a very protective
helmet. Well, why wear a helmet in hockey, then?
I think if you asked a lot of guys that they would choose not to.
Yeah, why did you wear a helmet and a mask?
Oh, old school. I get puck shot at my face. Don't wear a helmet.
It didn't bother those guys back in the day.
All right, can we move on, please, for God's sakes? 1-800-919-3776, the Mets. All right, here's my question.
Yep.
Have the Mets turned a corner?
No, don't keep asking that question.
No, ask the question.
You asked me that last time.
I'm asking you again. Have the Mets turned a corner?
It feels like Carlos Carrasco turned a corner.
I think so, too. Yeah. Right? ERA was up 8.5 plus. Now it's down to the mid-5s. Now I will say this. If he, in fact, has turned a corner, makes all the difference.
It's huge. You're going to get Quintana back.
Because Senga's good. Quintana's not too far off. Scherzer and Verlander, and all of a sudden, you have a legitimate rotation.
Well, listen to it. So, I mean, Scherzer, there was a lot of concern. I was with Grassa. When no one else was talking to me but Grassa, and he said Scherzer was done. It felt premature.
Which, and I love Dan, was a ridiculous take.
Okay, right.
And I said it the day after I got back from vacation.
The man takes sexy photos of parking spots, I think, of when grain of salt. So he's figured it out. Last couple starts been good from him.
Yes.
You trust Verlander, right?
I trust Verlander.
Okay, so we'll push past his last start.
Unhappy with that last start, but I trust Verlander, yes.
Quintana's going to be back at some point here. Senga, last start. Great. Big concern with him was pitch efficiency and too many walks. 9 Ks, no walks, great. Carrasco last 2 starts, really good. 6 2/3, 6 last night.
Right.
And we all know the stat. Mets pitchers give you 6 plus, you're 15-0. So strength of the team is supposed to be the starting rotation. It seems like they're figuring it out. You didn't get a lot of offense last night at all.
Wait, what, they have 4 hits last night?
But Mark Canha came through with a couple big hits, right? 4 RBI. I mean, that's still – it seems like the veteran guys are starting to play better because I think there's got to be a sense of urgency. Like Escobar realizes that I'm going to have limited playing time.
Right, you have to capitalize on all the time you're going to get.
Can the same kind of deal. So I think that's a positive. But I'm hesitant to say they turned the corner because the last time we said that, after the little 5-game winning streak, they go to Chicago and they go to Colorado and lose back-to-back series.
I will say this, and again, the Colorado loss is awful. Chicago's played some pretty good baseball.
Yeah, that's fine.
They won
still.
2 out of 3 against the Rays and almost beat them yesterday. You're right.
But you asked me that question. Did they turn the corner? We're both like, it feels good. They're playing with energy. They look like the Mets we saw last year. And then after that series, you're like, okay, all that momentum gone. So I'm not going to make the same mistake twice.
I understand. But I'm just asking you, as you sit here now you're into June, right? This is a litmus test, the first couple months of the season. You've moved past that. are we at the point where you have a little more confidence, belief, right? I mean, Verlander's healthy. Scherzer's healthy. They pitched better outside of the blip from Verlander the other day, which was in Colorado. You have to kind of give him a grain of salt there. I mean, Carrasco's been better. Senga pitched well. You got Quintana's not too far off. Bullpen has been pretty good. So maybe.
Well, no, I wouldn't say the bullpen still concerns. I still have concerns about
the bullpen. Well, I have concerns too, but I mean, Robertson's been good. Raley's been good. You have guys in the bullpen who have been good.
You're two guys.
The depth of. But that was an issue at the start of the season, the depth of the bullpen was a real concern.
Right, which was only made worse because you weren't getting any length from your starters. But I would still say, like, there's really probably one guy in the bullpen that I have full trust in, and that's Robertson.
Yes. You trust Raley.
No, I like Raley, but I mean if you're asking me full like sample of what we've seen so far this season, I think it would be Robertson would be the guy.
Trade deadline July 31, right?
There's stuff that needs to be done.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
There are tons of people here.
Tons of people here.
And if you're just getting going this morning, you say, oh, man, I can't believe I forgot I missed it. You've missed nothing. Because we're going to hang out here till a little after 10, then go to the LIRR and take the train to Citi Field. We're going to hang out in Lot E up until probably from like 11 to about 12:50. I'm not one of these guys. I'm not walking in at 1:30.
No. I was sure it was on the mound either.
No, I don't care who's on the mound. I'm not walking into the game late. And then we're going to sit in section 128. So you still have many more options to come out and meet us, hang out. And I think as the people would admit, we're very nice and very friendly.
Yeah, but they haven't even seen the best of us yet.
No, not yet.
No, this is like the tame version.
Well, this is we're in work mode, right?
I'm professional. I have to carry you. I have to be available. Boss is here kind of like lurking.
Right.
So I'm like, could I have another drink?
Yeah. Well, let's turn to John. John, how do you feel about Rick having another drink? He says later.
Should I have one now? Probably.
Should he have one now? He wants to know. He wants you to have a chocolate martini.
I'll get him a chocolate martini. I saw someone else was drinking a chocolate right there. Chocolate martini. Three beans.
All right. So there you go, John. Would you like a chocolate martini? John?
Yes, chocolate martini for John. Extra beans.
Martinis.
Is it good? Are we set up? They're going to get John a chocolate martini.
Would you like something?
No, I'd like more water.
Stop.
I'm the adult here.
No.
John, shouldn't I be having more water?
Have a seltzer
hydrate
something.
Hydrate myself. No, I will take care of things later up until 10 o'clock. I'm a man who is a professional.
Oh, look, you're getting a free refill.
What, you think they're going to charge me for the water?
I know. I specified. I say if we're coming to Publicans, it has to be free refills because Dave will roast you on Friday.
That's right.
Right.
I bet you if we had the lovely owner of Publicans on with us right now, she'd say, of course we get free refills.
Of course.
No refills.
No.
That gets worse every time I hear it.
It's not great. All right, let's get to the calls. A lot of people lined up on a lot of different things. Obviously, the Mets, good win last night. That's two in a row. They look for the sweep today, and then Toronto comes to town.
Calls. Yeah, well, I mean, we talked about this. It's only going to get – that's what was so disappointing about those two series. It's only going to get harder.
Right.
And then when you take that plus what happened in that 13-game stretch and you're 4-9, teams you felt like you should beat.
All that being said, and you're right, it was
you're right there.
Disheartening. You're right there. You're right where you need to be. And, in fact, I don't think they win the division. You're even right there for the division. You're four games behind Atlanta.
Yeah, we're as bad as it's been.
So I mean, for it to be as bad as it's been. To be as good as you are standings-wise is pretty good. Yankees are fine. I mean, again, they went 2 out of 3 against the Padres. They went 2 out of 3 against the Mariners. They're in very good shape.
Yeah, you're going to run into a – I mean, it's going to be – I mean, you're playing 162 of these things. The positive of last night was Clark Schmidt pitched well.
Very well.
Fortunately for you, hometown kid, grew up loving the Yankees, pitched better. You had your chances. I mean, Connor Pfeiffer almost hits a home run.
You did.
Yeah, the nice defensive play by Crawford.
Oh, that was a great play.
It was a great play. And then you had you got the bases loaded.
How perfect was last night? I don't know if you – were you watching the Mets live?
I was.
So Mets – I don't know if you noticed this. Mets ended at 9:39. Yankees started 9:40.
It's perfect.
It was like sports nirvana.
Big Little League win last night, although got dicey in the sixth. Real dicey in
what
the
happened?
Sixth. What happened? Oh. We're up. So how the sixth inning works is the last inning is you can – it's unlimited runs in the sixth inning.
Okay.
So we have the top
of the
sixth.
A cap on runs until
the
sixth.
Well, because you don't want it to last. I mean, if
right.
the team starts –
so what, is it bat around?
No, it's 5 runs.
Okay.
An inning until you get to the sixth, then it's a score as many as you want. So we're up top. We scored 4 or 5 runs in the top. And we got a pretty nice lead. I think we had – I was like – 7-run lead or something like that. Sixth inning.
And it got dicey from a 7-run lead.
We won by 1 run.
Oh.
It was down to the very last, out. I get the bases loaded.
You lose that game.
I'm not here today.
Do you lose sleep last night?
I'm not here. I don't show up.
If you lose an 8-year-old Little League game.
6-7, yeah. I don't show up.
You don't show up for the show today.
I'm the coach of the team.
So what?
I respect the wins. I respect the kids. They had fun.
Do you really if you don't show up for work
Here's
the next
thing.
Day? Is
Here's
that the example you're looking to set?
No, I don't look to set things. Here's the thing. You know this coaching young kids.
Yeah.
You try to play it like the winning doesn't matter. But for these kids, all they care about the entire time. It could be the bottom of the first thing. What's the score?
I care about the winning.
Well, no, but you're not supposed to care about the
winning. Well,
I do. But the kids just every
and
single.
And they care about the winning.
Every inning.
And they want to win.
What's it? Doesn't matter. Yes, it does. Doesn't matter. I must say it 100 times a game.
They want to win.
They do. And they're having a good time, which is great.
All right, let's get to some of these calls. Let's go to Kevin in Queens, who's not overly sold on the Mets as of right now. Good morning, Kev.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Wish I could be there, but I'm at work. Just
all
like you
right.
guys.
All right.
Listen, I don't think the Mets have turned the corner, man. Like, they showed the split for Senga's, right? On 6 days rest, he's got like a 1-something ERA. On 5 days rest, which is regular rest, he's got like a 6-something ERA. Now, I know the next start, they're going to try to give him regular days rest. But I don't know. And then Lindor, come on, man. This guy's like 0-for-4 every day. Like,
so when he had the game-winning home run the other night, he didn't go for 4, though, right?
Well, that's the thing, though, with
no,
him,
no,
though.
No.
The average is down. Power is up. RBIs, strikeouts are up.
Listen, here's the thing I would say on him, Kevin. Did you think maybe you were getting more than you got? Yes. Does he play every day? Does he play a Gold Glove shortstop?
Oh,
does he hit
yeah,
for power?
Course, like, of course.
So of all, I mean, is he a superstar? No. Did you think you were getting a superstar? I think maybe so. And I think there's the disconnect a little bit.
I think that's a disconnect. I think listen, this is my point. I think the Mets get to 10 games over 500, right? I think the kids. I think Vientos, Beatty, Alvarez. They you know they start playing really well. I think now we start talking and they turn the corner. I do have a little bit more belief in the starting pitching because of recently, but again, Carrasco gives you like 2 more good quality starts. Senga on 5 days rest starts pitching better. I think we can start talking about turning the corner. But they've been playing good. They got to start beating teams like the Rockies, though. Like, we can't go 2-4 against the Rockies and whoever else they play. Like, that's just bad.
I mean, it's all those teams. It's the Reds. It's the Rockies. I mean, you name them.
Well, that's part of what, I mean, why the Yankees are at where they're at. I mean, they beat up on the subpar teams,
well,
the average teams.
You have to. I mean, if you're just good against the bad teams and average against the good teams, you're going to find your way into the postseason.
Right.
And right. The Mets have not had that recipe as of yet. Let's go to Fran in Massapequa. I question why Fran is not here.
I would think you should ask him.
Yeah. Fran, good morning. Why are you not here?
I'm not far away. Let's just put it that way.
He's on his way.
Oh, you're coming, friend?
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Yes.
Only because I think you guys are the best in the morning. That's why. But listen,
we love
I was
going to
talk about my favorite Metsies. But listen, with the Little League, can I just tell you quick about it? Because Rick brought the Little League
up.
Sure, go ahead. My little brother, right? My little brother's is going to be in the last year of Little League. So my, you know, whatever it was, whatever, you know, last year. So my father's going to coach him.
Hang on a second. Your little brother's playing Little League baseball?
No, I'm sorry. This is like 30 years ago.
His dad's Al Pacino.
I'm 58, so this is a while ago. I apologize.
This is like 30 years. Okay,
this is Fran Pacino.
Fran Pacino. Fran De Niro.
So anyway, real quick. So my dad's going to coach my little brother. Great. So I said, Dad, yeah, we'll have a great, you know, right away, he's the dad telling me what's going to go on. I'm the coach. I said, you know what, Dad? I'm going to get my own team in the league.
Oh, no.
So he gets my little brother. He drafts him. I draft a knucklehead, my little brother's friend across the street, big kid. Okay, and I get my own team. So we wind up, we're in the championship. The tying run is on second base, two outs. I'm a nervous wreck. Now, you know, you want to win. It's not against my dad's team, but a one hop at a third base.
Oh.
No. A one, and I mean, it was hit hard. So the kid's not even out of the box. I look at the third base, and I'm looking at the third base because I'm on the side, the first base side. I'm looking right at him. He takes the ball, and he little leagues it. When I tell you, he could have ran over and underhanded it from third base, and he threw this thing 10 feet over the guy.
And you lost.
I wanted to ring because I wanted to ring his neck. I couldn't do nothing. No, tying run scored. We eventually lost.
He's a kid. You ream him out.
You destroy him and make him remember that moment forever.
I'm an excellent athlete. I can't ream out a guy who makes a mistake. That's my. That's the way I am.
All right, Fran. Did you have a comment on the Mets you wanted to make?
Oh God! You know what? I was just having a good time. Now I got to talk about the Mets.
They've won two in a row.
All right, they turned the corner, and then they fell down. And then we listen, Dave. What are we going to say about the Mets? They need a power hitter. They need a pitcher. It's the same thing. The Mets and I just want to quickly say to the Jet fans, I feel so bad for you. I'm a diehard Bears fan. What's his name? I hate Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
He's on the last leg. The Jets are talking the Super Bowl. Oh, my God. It's going to be so fun to watch Aaron Rodgers. And I don't want – you know, I'm not rooting against the Jets, but I hate him, and he's gonna really stink it up. And he's a
Stop
real –
Stop it, Fran. Stop
you,
it.
He's
don't
a,
let you hate
he,
for Brad.
No, you
don't,
know what the only well, reason – thanks, Fran. We got
to
go.
It's not my fault he decided to be a Bears fan.
The only reason – that he feels like that is because he's a Bears fan.
And he hates
and he
Aaron
hates
Rodgers.
That is the only reason.
That's it.
And he's haunted by Aaron Rodgers. That's it.
But it's not nice, though. He knows how much I love the Jets.
All right, but why does it affect
just
you
support
what,
me.
What Fran says?
But support me, though.
Because it's irrelevant.
Support me.
What he says. He's a guy that's been beaten up over the head
You don't ream the kid if he makes a mistake. He feels bad enough, too, by the way.
No, I was just kidding.
Okay, good.
I would not.
You got me nervous.
I will say this to you though, it would upset me forever. I would
Why?
Never.
Professionals. Professionals make mistakes.
No. I'm not saying that I would haunt the kid, but if I coached that team, I would always remember that loss.
That's because you're like me and you remember every loss, every single loss,
every loss. And the losses are, as a fan, the fan that I am, like the wins are great, but the losses are way worse.
Way
the
worse.
Wins are great.
Way worse. The losses stay with me way longer than the wins do.
And listen, I don't know that you've seen this. Like, I've seen, greatest wins in the history of sports. I've seen the Giants beat an undefeated on a helmet catch. I've seen Messi with the guarantee. Like, I've seen, and they're great. But the losses are just, they never go away.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
They're haunting.
Yeah, for some reason, that's the same thing with me. Is I can, like, people ask me, what's your best moments? And I can always, the first thing that comes to mind is always my worst moments. Always. The most painful moments, if they stay with me the longest.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Because I got friends in Norway.
Oh, what's the matter? I was a moment late and you had a total panic attack, Rick?
And the beer. Chase is my blue.
Oh, so feels nice. Took my sweatshirt off, put my beautifully made Mets jersey on.
We got Mets jerseys. They made us Mets. DPH Rothenberg pins.
Pins
that are gorgeous.
Absolutely.
So I told you the Garth, I've told you the Garth Brooks story before, right?
Shooter's here too. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the Garth Brooks story?
Okay, so we were the first. So our team was the first team to have 100% participation in Garth Brooks' charity.
Okay.
And the beautiful part of Garth Brooks' charity is that for every dollar that you donate, he
matches or he matches up to a certain amount.
I think he doubles or triples it.
Really?
Yeah, like it's that. So we all donated. So because we were the first team, he would give us private shows. He'd give us private concerts. And he did that private show. And Steve Webb, who's my roommate, got a little bit banged up and then started to try to, like, get a little handsy and, like.
With Garth Brooks?
Yeah.
He tried to molest Garth Brooks?
No, not molest, but, like, just, like buddy-buddy. Like, they like we're all having a good time. Like, let's get a little physical.
Right.
And security, like, takes him down. So now every time he would see, when he was doing the private show, he would see Steve. He'd be like, okay, and this one's dedicated to Steve Webb, and it was, I got friends in more places. Yeah.
That's a good story.
Well, which is awesome.
It's not a repeat.
Well,
and that's nice,
plus it's Garth. I mean, it's Garth freaking Brooks, man.
You've lived some life, haven't you?
I've had some good times.
You really have.
Dude, I'll tell you what, though. He had a private show for us at the Garden City Hotel, and he rented a room in the back. And, like, from us to where everyone is sitting, we're all sitting, and he starts telling you the story behind each song.
That's
and,
cool.
Like, his fingers start hitting the strings, and the music, like, the song just comes out, and he just opens his mouth and starts singing, and it's like an angel. Like, it's the CD. Like, how talented. It's like, it was.
Very cool.
It just, like, it was like a, like, you know, some people have presence. Like, when he walks in a room, he has that,
he
like,
has that,
that larger
that
than
aura.
Life. Yeah, that larger than life presence. He's a big baseball fan, too.
Is that right? Who's he root for?
Well, he goes to all the training camps.
Did he play in, like, those games?
Oh, no, he played spring training games.
Right, who,
yeah.
Right,
well,
I think like he played Billy for the, Crystal did that.
Oh, I think he played, well, he did more than that. I think he played for the Padres. I think he might have done with the Mets, Garth Brooks.
Really?
I think he did, yeah.
Was he any good?
I think he's a pretty good baseball player, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that's a different level that he's probably ever played with before.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, that is a different level. I mean, it's you're talking about the best,
face,
the best.
If you face, who do you think is the toughest pitcher to face? DeGrom? When he's healthy, DeGrom? Right
now? Right now, I would probably say, for me, would probably be, because I'm a lefty, would be McClanahan, would probably be the hardest.
Okay, so you go
Strider.
Okay, but I'm thinking of who would be the toughest to actually touch. Like, if you went up against Strider or DeGrom or any of those guys, 20 at-bats, how many times do you hit the ball?
Like, foul?
Make out in play.
Out of 20?
Yeah.
A couple.
That, and the rest of the time you strike
yeah,
out.
I would be guessing. Like, I would have to just guess. I would have to sit on something and try to guess.
So what happens if they throw you no fastballs?
If they throw me no fastballs, I probably would have a better chance on no fastballs.
Because it
would
be slower.
Yeah, I mean, if DeGrom's throwing 101, I haven't seen 101. I mean, plus he's throwing, yeah, a 97-mile-an-hour slider.
101.
I told you, when I was with the Ducks and I was taking, they would make me stand. I would be in the bullpen and I would stand, like, whatever they wanted me. You could be righty or lefty, and I would stand there. And they would throw me, tell me what it was, and you still, like, there was
no
chip. Everything is moving. Like, Danny Graves is throwing pitches that the ball is bouncing all over the place.
That's amazing. Let's go to Sam in Queens, who wants to give us a gambling update
nice.
From last week. Sam, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. So here's the update. Rick, I made that bet.
Hang on, Sam. Refresh our memory of what was happening.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Okay.
So I called you guys for some sports betting advice. Right. I wanted to bet $7,500 on the Nuggets to win their conference finals and the Heat to win their conference final when the teams were up 3-0.
That got very dicey for you, didn't it? He must have been very stressed out.
Dave,
yeah, but it wasn't
was
for big
sweating.
Money, though. We told you not because it wasn't big money, though.
Yeah, you said you were like, that's a lot of money, and then but then you were like 12% return. I was like, ooh. And at the last minute, Rick, I did it. And let me tell you, game four, I knew they were going to lose game four. But game five, I was hoping. Game six was a gut.
You must have had a nervous breakdown when Derek White tipped that ball back in.
Let me tell you, Dave, I was going to feel like Rick if he lost that Little League game. Straight up, I was not going to go to work. I was going to be sick.
I don't blame you. Can I ask you a question, if you don't mind answering?
Yeah.
How much did you actually wind up putting on it? What was the amount?
It said $7,500.
No, but that's what he
said. $7,500. I made the bet.
Oh, God.
That's big cash. And what'd you win? Remind people what you won?
$900.
$75,000.
Here's the takeaway.
Nothing. I mean, it's never happened in history.
Both were up three, yeah. I mean, it's 0-150 for teams that were down?
It was 0-149 at that point.
No, it was 0-150.
My takeaway is I'll never bet that again, ever.
Yeah, it was a lot of stress. Right. But it was 0-149. Then it was 0-150 with the Lakers Nuggets. Now it's 0-151.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I like the Heat. I like the Heat to pull a huge upset in the finals because I was watching them.
You put some action on it.
You love the Heat, man. They're prohibited. Like, they are dogs right now.
Big time underdogs. You should put some money on them then.
Super dogs.
Put some money on them.
Yeah.
Plus
I put like 100. No. I put $100.
Yeah, that's minus 360. It's probably plus 280.
I think it's plus. I think it's plus 320. It's plus 320, I think, last time I saw it.
I mean, that's a good number you can get. Thanks for the call, Sam. Do we need to stroke your ego? How you feeling? You need to be stroked?
Is that a rhetorical question?
No, it's a legitimate question. Do you need to be stroked?
Yeah.
Okay. Eric in Brooklyn. Good morning, Eric. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Dave, I don't know if I can follow that lead in.
Sorry.
Hey, this is not a question, just an observation. It sounds like, Rick, you sound like you're on fire today. And it sounds like there's a difference between studio Rick and live Rick. And it's just, when you're in front of fans and audience, is there like a switch that goes on? Because you are just, you're nailing it this morning.
I'm a show pony, Eric. That's what I am. No, it's a different vibe. I mean, it's just you listen.
It's excitement. A palpable buzz.
Like
in the audience.
We take for granted sometimes, and it's not take for granted. I think it's more like you don't necessarily realize when you're on the radio, just sitting in the studio talking to each other, all the people that you're talking to, and then now we finally get a chance to see all the faces that call every day. And there's an energy in the room. People were here at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, they were here before we were here.
You got to show up.
All right. Yeah, well, I can't show up. I'm dropping off dry cleaner, so I can't show up, but I'm wishing you guys well and have fun at the game today.
Thanks, Eric. So that's nice.
Nice stroking you.
Right?
Very nice.
I knew you could use that.
Well, I mean, it's almost like a backhanded compliment. Like, you kind of stink.
I thought it was more a
but
shot
you're on at, fire
at
today.
Me also. Like, Rick, you sound so good, and also you're with Dave.
Or it could be like you just always sound good. Rick,
so you think
average.
I'm at a high level. You're usually here, now you're
and
up.
And now I'm finally, I'm at your level finally.
I guess it's possible. Right. Do we take that call or do we not? That seems like it could get dangerous.
Well, I think it's topical because of what Josh Hart asked. You didn't see that?
I saw a tweet
on
it.
So he tweeted he wanted to know if anyone did taste the breast milk of their significant others.
I was born here.
Stop.
I
think it's delicious.
You do?
Oh, it's delicious.
All right.
It's sweet.
Let's go to Aaron.
I would put it in my coffee.
He's somewhere in Publicans. Good
morning,
Aaron.
I would pump it and dump it in my coffee.
All right. Go ahead, Aaron.
Top of the morning, guys. We got Rick. We got Dave. Company, how we doing?
Oh, Aaron.
You noted, first of all, what a turnout this was. Much in the making, and finally we have it. It's been an awesome day. It's going to be an awesome day. But as you guys alluded to, Josh Hart asked a very interesting question about a particular type of milk. So asking for a friend.
All right. So thanks for the call, Aaron.
Wink, wink.
Obviously, you are
delicious.
Big fan.
Well, why would you? I'm drinking cow's milk. Why would I drink?
Because that's your significant other's.
It's human milk.
I mean,
if it's good for the baby, it's not good for me.
I'm not saying it's not good for you. I don't want to ingest it.
The colostrum is supposed to be good. You rub it in. You can rub it in your hair.
All right. Why don't you take a shower in it?
Because you can't find it. Where am I going to get it? Is there a number I could call?
Have another baby.
No chance.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.